This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Being humble, that means having a true perspective of ourselves. It doesn't mean that we should put ourselves down. I mean, we see we're all sinners, saved only by God's grace. But we are saved, and therefore we have a great worth in God's kingdom. We should place ourselves in His hands to be used as He wants in order to spread His word and to share His love with others. Nothing we have, we deserve. But how good it is to be under the blessing, if you will, of God's care. We're in Philippians chapter 2 today, beginning in verse 3. Paul the Apostle writing and says, doing nothing through rivalry or through conceit, but in humility, each counting others better than himself. Each of you, not just looking to his own things, but each of you also to the things of others. Again, now reading in the Living Bible says, don't be selfish. Don't live to make good impressions on others. Be humble. Thinking of others is better than yourselves. Don't just think about your own affairs. Be interested in others too and in what they are doing. Selfishness and pride. You know, these are two of the greatest enemies of Christian unity. Two of the greatest enemies of the manifest of Christ's love and the furtherance of God's kingdom. Paul calls upon us today to deal with others through a spirit of humility. And no one has to remind us today that, well, that doesn't come naturally to us, does it? Anyone who has even a cursory awareness of their own heart knows that we cannot pull this off under our own power. No, we need the Holy Spirit dwelling within us on this. For the whole of the scripture preaches the fact that the basic problem of unregenerate man is his being totally wrapped up in himself and having no place in his life for God. So when we behave in the same manner and having taken that step towards God, then we either A, grieve the Spirit of God in our rebellion, B, render God powerless to change the inward man, therefore our outward living, or, and this one's important, gang, C, well, we may very well not be saved at all, just simply embracing some sort of religious persuasion. Pastor Stephen Cole once said this. He said, several studies done over the past few years show that the American public consistently defines their ultimate goals in terms of self-fulfillment. They view marriage, work, and even the church as ways towards personal fulfillment. It's not surprising that the general public is self-speaking. But David Wells did a survey of American seminary students that revealed that they are oriented towards self-fulfillment, self-expression, and personal freedom to a degree that often exceeds that of the general population. In his 1993 survey, 40.2% of the respondents affirmed that, quote, realizing my full potential as a human being is just as important as putting others before myself. Wells goes on to observe, had Christ held this belief, for example, it would have ended all prospects of the incarnation. You know, the greatest enemy to being truly used by God, to finding fulfillment and joy in one's life, to being an actual faithful disciple, is the almighty I want. I want to be this. I want to do that, to live there, to have this. In fact, it's the absolute antithesis to Christianity. And yet the fact is, so many of us today believe we can have both. But you can't. True spirit-filled Christianity innately fills us with the desire to live first for God and kingdom, and then also to live for others. All of that before us. And pretending that we are doing that while living a life of self, well, it's simply a lie of Satan that we have made our own. And no matter how we want to adhere to a I believe otherwise on this subject, it doesn't change the gospel, gang. It doesn't change a thing. Well, except maybe you're standing with God.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.